This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on the website. And we're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. And, of course, some of the leading independent stations around the country, too, a great cross-section of stations and listeners. Now, we're also broadcasting around the world via the Internet, where you're getting the stream of the show at GCNlive.com, my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and many of the other websites from the radio stations where you're listening to us. They also have streams where you can hear us that way. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, we want to thank very much the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, and all those drivers out there, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and petroleum products so we can go where we need to. And you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's actually the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. There you go. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. And joining us right now, we have got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, hanging in there, hour number four. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, and chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Present for duty.
Yes, sir, and we will put you on the roster. There you go. So we're going to say the pledge and get going. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
All right. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we hope you get it, because we need more of it. Boy, are we in trouble. Well, Colonel, I got a question for you, and it pertains to Ukraine. I'm going to start that way. Apparently, a cargo ship got the Russians all excited, because that cargo ship didn't stop for inspection. They ran the blockade of one of the Ukrainian ports, and away they went, and we haven't heard anything else about it. What do you think?
Yeah, a great victory for the small guys, and that's what it's going to be in small bits. Of course, I read one article, I think it's correct. One of the reasons why Russia is targeting so much the grain exports to try to hurt Ukraine that way is because it's really not doing that well on the battlefield. Yeah, it's very, very slow and incremental on the behalf of Ukrainian forces, but Russia's not winning on the battlefield, so that's why they're doing what they're doing with the drone and missile attacks, and they targeted the grain, and why they reneged on their agreement to allow the free flow of grain out of there. But, yeah, score one for the good guys and a valiant, intrepid carrier of grain to break that blockade. That's a good deal.
Okay, Kyle, I know you got a couple of questions. Go right ahead.
I sure do. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Professor.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, you know, we asked Denise Simon about this earlier, and I want to get your take about it. Now, it's out on the campaign trail. Vivek Ramaswamy essentially said that he, as president, he wouldn't have such a big problem about Taiwan being invaded as long as we had enough semiconductors. And, you know, I just kind of think that maybe that's not the right message to send, and especially somebody who wants to be president. But can you imagine if a sitting president said such a thing, wouldn't that throw everything in just a total disarray?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that you may think, but you don't say out loud. It's kind of like, and that's quite often the case, and as a president, you got to be careful about that because it does have repercussions, as a candidate does. I mean, the question is, would we go to war, potential World War III, if the Chinese did, in fact, invade? And take it over. That's a reasonable question. That's something that people ought to think about or thinking about. However, it's to say that, hey, as long as we get ours, which is important. I mean, they don't always think about it. I mean, he does make a good underlying point, is that we need to somehow work out to where we retake the advantage economically and diplomatically in the world over China, which they have grabbed. And they're losing a little bit economically because they're suffering so badly there. But, yeah, I agree. I think that's the kind of thing that you don't always want to think out loud. And this is a case in point.
Well, of course, one of the things that you try to do, too, is maybe even keep them guessing in a general sense for foes to think, well, if we do this, are we going to get away with it? The United States could react severely, perhaps, that kind of thing.
You're right. There are some things you have to be absolutely crystal clear about what your lines are, and that's primarily, you know, protecting the United States of America and our homeland. But you, on other things you do, that's why we don't just say everything out loud, because you do need to keep guessing.
Okay, gentlemen, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more Captain Matt Bruce here with the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition, Kyle Warren and retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. Of course, they are the ones with the Nissan dealers around the area, and you've heard me talk about them for a number of years now. You serve, you save. They are the original home of that program. And what that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, firefighter, or a police officer, active or retired, and church pastors too, same thing, active or retired, get tremendous opportunities to save money on your new or your pre-owned vehicle. And all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. It's that simple. Now, don't forget, Moss Care comes with every new and certified pre-owned vehicle that you get, which means free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and that can save you a lot of money down the road. Now, Moss Nissan has locations in Newport Richey. That's the flagship store right there at the corner of 19 and 54. You'll see the great big American flag up in the air about a mile and a half away before you get there, and I'm telling you, it's quite a sight to see a huge American flag. Now, they also have Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And, of course, they're up in Brooksville as well with the all-new Brooksville Moss Nissan, another big American flag up there. And it's right on the corner, West Route 50 West, State Route 50 West, right up against the Suncoast Expressway, the toll road, right there on the south side of the road. Can't miss it. Big, beautiful building. Now, when you get there, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Do that after you've taken a look at the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Some 350 vehicles minimum in stock right now. So check them out. See what they have to say. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And we've got retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright back with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
And I want to point out to everybody that last weekend you had quite the time at the gun show there in Sarasota. And I was happy to see your group there.
Yeah, I was delighted to be there. I always am, if I'm not sitting at a table at the Republican Liberty Caucus. But otherwise, I've been with you and the Captain's Army back at the table you're at. But as it was, I got to spend a great deal of time with you and our mutual friend, David Foss, who spent some time with you and with me.
Yep.
I had lunch with him yesterday, and we talked about that weekend. And he spent most of that time with you and I. Between Saturday and Sunday on that. So, yeah, I enjoyed it, had a good time, and enjoyed seeing you in person as always.
Well, we had a good crowd that showed up there, and you were there when a number of people walked up, and you got to meet some of the listeners, too. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Taliban and the celebration of the second anniversary of their takeover in Afghanistan. Apparently, the Taliban decided to choose it by showing a video of a Taliban soldier with a gun up against the head of a woman, blowing her away, killing her in the street.
America's withdrawal from Afghanistan, I think, is the single greatest blight on American history. A very fabled American history, not without mistakes, but it's the single greatest blight, and it's shameful. And it wasn't the American military's fault. It was the civilian leadership that misdirected, and the senior military leadership that misdirected and led it. Whether you agree or disagree, whether we should have been in the first place, I personally think that it's questionable whether we should have been there anyway and invested our life, blood, and treasure there, but it was America's longest war after 20 years, and we pull out in the worst of ways. And, of course, in quick order, the Taliban on August 15 quickly took over there, and then the U.S.-backed President Ashraf Ghani had to flee, and I'm not so sure I don't blame him, although he left many of the folks who count on him to do that, but we left a lot of folks behind. We left Americans behind. We left American military. And we left a whole lot of folks that pledged, that were Afghanis, that pledged and put their lives on the line behind. It's a shame. And there's still some of them there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting because that yesterday I spent time with the CEO and founder of Operation Dynamo, Brian Stern. And, of course, that's what he talked about was the efforts that he did, going where the government would not go, where the government, what the government failed to do, to try to make right on what we owed to the Americans that were left behind, as well as the Afghanis that pledged their lifeblood and future on our behalf.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, go ahead.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning once again, Kevin.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we file this under "this isn't supposed to be happening" file, at least as far as the left is concerned, because according to a new Quinnipiac University poll released on Wednesday, Biden and Trump are in a virtual tie. Now, I thought all these allegations and indictments and all that was supposed to destroy Donald Trump, but yet he seems to be holding his own against Joe Biden.
That's right, and there was a similar poll, and I can't remember what it was, but it was a nationally respected poll before the Florida gal released her indictments and requested a March trial for that. Even before that happened, it was very similar, had them at a virtual dead heat. So this confirms that. Yeah, it's amazing. You're right. It's played against. It's pretty clear that if ever there was a case to be made for a conspiracy and for folks working at that, I would say it's the combined folks working together on the four indictments now against former President Trump. And they're right. I think much of their chagrin, politically speaking, it appears to play the favor. And there doesn't seem to be any waning in the growth of support and the sustainment of support for him. And other folks, we'll wait and see what happens out of this. It's ironic that having been a voter in the Georgia Super Tuesday primaries, for several years before moving down to Florida. The irony of trying to ask the trial date, I mean, there are no coincidences. There is only malice and forethought and intent, and that's playing out here.
Well, it would seem to me, too, that if, and I say if, Bidenomics actually was successful or people felt that they were better off than they were when Biden came into office, we might see a different story. But the Biden administration has made such a dismal state of affairs here that I think Trump is being looked at as the good old days at this point.
Exactly, and it's not even at this point. That's long been the case, and all the evidence, not just what people feel, but the actual evidence in the economy is indicating that. And so when President Biden and his spokespeople talk about the success of Bidenomics, it's about the same as when 2 years ago when he came out and say, and he thanked the Taliban for assisting the incredibly successful withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It came out of the mouths of these folks. And eventually, the left-wing legacy media has got to come to grips with this, because Americans see it, and pretty soon everybody's got to see it.
Well, if you had to make a wager, put you on the spot, sorry. If you had to make a wager, is Trump going to show up at the debate on August 23rd?
Wow. I'd still say 50-50, because from a political standpoint, I got a plus and minus. I do that. Honestly, if I was betting money, I would say, although I wouldn't put a lot of money, I bet he will. That here with the next couple days, because he said he was going to let folks know this week before the end of the week. He may do it on Friday. It might be the best time. And he's political savvy enough to do that. I think he will be on a debate. I think he will. But it's going to be a measure of do I have more to gain or lose by doing that? And but I think because of this indictment and all that, he's got some advantage because, you know, it don't matter. That debate's going to be about Donald Trump, whether he's there or not. I mean, there's no getting around that. So he doesn't have that much to lose by not being there. But at the same token, if I spent money, and not a lot, I think he'll be there.
Very, very interesting indeed. I think he might show up as well. You never know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to start hearing the music right here. I think, Captain, are you, don't you think?
Yep, it's coming right now. So, Colonel, we look forward to talking to you on Tuesday of next week, and stay low.
Hey, my pleasure, fellas. You all have a great day.
Thank you very much. Okay, Republican Liberty Caucus, Manatee County Chairman, and retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel. Kyle, hang on. We're coming back with Jimmy G. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Going to ask him about some of this stuff going on, the VA and TRICARE, a couple changes in the works. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. A federal appeals court is upholding part of a decision limiting access to an abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The FDA website says that as of June 30, 2022, there have been 28 reported deaths in patients associated with mifepristone since the product was approved in September of 2000. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
For a new vehicle, Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
You bet you will. And like I told you yesterday, I met that woman at the gas pump with the Moss Acura, and she had Moss Family Automotive and a little Acura deal there, and I just kind of played along with her, and I said to her, I said, boy, that's a good-looking car. Where'd you get that? And she says, I got it at Moss Acura up on North Florida. And I says, really? Are they pretty good? She goes, that's the best dealership I ever met. They gave us the best deal we ever got and all that. And I let her continue to talk and sing some more raves and all that. And she says, you should go up there. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. I'm their radio spokesman. I introduced myself. And she right away, she wanted to take a picture and all that stuff. But it was funny. But anyway, there you go. So Moss Nissan, Moss Acura, Moss Family Automotive, whatever it takes. Check them out, folks. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we're going to go down and we're going to pick up Jimmy T. Smith, otherwise known as Jimmy T. It's the way it's going to be with Jimmy T. That's my new slogan for him. And he, of course, is with Concerned Veterans for America. He's the state guy here in the state of Florida, the big honcho that floats around here and gets things done. Right, sir?
Well, I run around the state and I talk a lot. So as a former elected official, that's the right job for me.
There you go. Listen, I got a couple things I want to talk to you about right off the bat with the veterans. It's alarming to have to report this, but here we go. A surge in COVID cases across the country, again, has sparked some worries amongst the VA leaders because active cases amongst the VA patients have nearly tripled in the last month. And I know the last time this happened what the reason was. I certainly hope it's not the same thing.
Captain, too, and again, good morning, Captain, good morning, Kyle. But, Captain, one of the big things about the VA is it has this humongous budget, but a lot of their facilities are 50, 60, 70 years old,
yep.
And you have a lack of ability to maintain these buildings. If you look at Miami and their inability to maintain the AC unit right now, they're having massive problems down in Miami. This is just a symptom of when you have a government bureaucratic system where, like the VA, where they get lots of money, there's very little oversight. They are not being held to a high enough standard like the civilian system. I mean, imagine if you had a community hospital having these things happen in their community hospitals. How many people would be having news stories and there'd be outrage? But because it's veterans and it's a government bureaucracy, more likely the major news outlets will ignore the story.
Yeah, exactly. But we're not, and I'm putting it out there because to me it's concerning. Now, I can tell you there's something that's been done by the Government Accountability Office pretty much west of the Mississippi River. They've upheld the Defense Department's selection of TriWest Healthcare Alliance to manage the TRICARE Health Program's Western Region, a contract that's worth some $65 billion, rejecting HealthNet Federal Services' second protest over the decision. They were the ones that had it. Now, TRICARE contract will be handled by TriWest.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things with all this is when you have TRICARE, which is DOD provided, one of the things I can tell you for the majority of people who I talked to, matter of fact, I was at the Vietnam Veterans of America's National Conference, the people that had TRICARE, the retirees, said they would not go into the VA healthcare system when they had the choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would prefer TRICARE. So if it's working and this new element takes it over, then great. As long as they continue to put the veteran in charge, and it's always been the TRICARE model, much of which where we'd like to see the healthcare system overall go for all veterans. But we're going to watch it, of course. I think everybody, all retirees, will be watching it because, you know, when you give a promise to our nation's veterans that you go and put your body into this meat grinder called the military, when you come out, we'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. So it's important for veterans to watch this.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle, your turn.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, one thing that I found as looking at the Concerned Veterans for America website, just a recent article there, I believe, and that is there are these long, unbearable wait times at the VA, evidently, for mental health issues. And I know that this is as close to everybody's hearts when we have our vets who may be struggling, may need some extra help, and they're having to wait for this.
Absolutely. And to put this a little bit into context, right now America as a whole has had more suicides than ever. And the military, sadly, is the highest percentage of individuals in a demographic that are, you know, committing suicide. The OIG, the Office of the Inspector General, specifically in North Carolina, actually found that the VA there was discouraging the use. Now, they weren't denying it, but they were discouraging the use of the community care program. That means when somebody's sitting in front of their psychiatrist or whatever provider and they're unhappy, they're not allowing them to go outside the VA. So if you go to your primary care provider and you're like, well, I need help, they're doing all they can to keep them in the VA healthcare system instead of offering them the quickest and most or best outcome for them. It's all about keeping them in the VA and funding the VA. It's all about the VA when it comes to these things. And again, the end result is that veteran who might not yet be in crisis can be driven towards a point of crisis if they're not given timely care. And with America's suicide rate at its highest level since World War II, and you know, this is something that needs to be taken care of. The tools of community care is out there, and we are, of course, addressing it with new policies, things like the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act and things like that. So, Kyle, it can be addressed.
Well, one of the things, of course, on this program, we just we love the vets. We absolutely do. And when I saw this and I was reading through this, and, you know, one of the things that we want to communicate is that, you know, that we love them. They are needed, and we want to do everything we can. And I know the captain will wholeheartedly agree here. We want to do everything on this program to help them all that we can.
Well, you know, all of us veterans appreciate that, and of course we all love the captain, especially here in Florida, but the reality is, as our foreign policy is broken, mm-hmm. we have a shrinking military that's being used on ever-growing missions, and this puts greater stress on the body, which of course the body and mind, being away from family, seeing friends die, and so much more that goes on in military life. It's really hard to explain. But one of the things that we can do to help prevent this suicide is actually fix our foreign policy.
Yeah, and we need to start paying attention to that, because we can't get into these endless wars that go 15, 20 years and whatnot. Get in, get out, get the mission done, and see ya.
Well, that's it. And Kyle, I don't know if you know, we recently had a town hall with Congressman
yes.
Corey Mills, and he is very much aligned with that philosophy, and a growing number of members are actually bipartisan, to where they're trying to repeal former AUMS, that's Authorization for Use of Military Force, and make sure that going forward that we have real good guardrails, time restraints, geographic restraints, and things like that, to make sure that in the future, when we do use the military, that we're not just throwing willy-nilly military men and women out to the grinder around the world, that they're actually going with a mission, with a goal, and then coming home.
By the way, Jimmy, I'm looking at a report that just came across the wire from Axios. Axios is reporting that the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, who is on the way out, General Milley, is going to assess the Israeli military crisis. Oh, boy.
Well, this is the person who is predominantly is likely to have caused a lot of the failures within the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
That's
know
right.
for a fact that he lied over and over during the years in Afghanistan. So this person going over there to do that is something that if I could reach out to Israelis, I would give them the heads up. Look at his history and, you know, don't necessarily follow his guidance.
Exactly. Okay, Kyle, go ahead. We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, Jimmy, you mentioned about the endless wars, and the captain was just talking about that. Does that have anything to do with the lower recruitment numbers that we're seeing these days? The idea that, well, I could be in a real war right away, as opposed to getting money for college, this kind of thing.
Well, let me take my CVA hat off. I'm going to give you my my experience from both being in the military and being a state representative and being connected in the community. One of the things that we find is it's both, because you have the veterans who are going into everlasting wars, right, these endless wars. Then you have more use in the military, but then when they come home, they're not getting properly taken care of. You have parents who don't want their kids going to the military, and it used to be the military that would recommend them. Now we're not so much doing that.
All right, Jimmy, we look forward to talking to you again next week. Have yourself a great day, and enjoy the weather. Stay cool.
God bless you guys. I'll try.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, Jimmy T. Smith. And we will be back, Kyle and I, with the final segment here. Don't go anywhere. A little bit more coming your way, and phone calls, too, if you want to give us a jingle. Be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Ficarro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi folks, Kyle Warren here from the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And we're here to say welcome aboard to our new affiliate, KDON 101.5 FM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tune in weekdays starting at midnight to 3 a.m. Pacific time for tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Welcome aboard, KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas.
And, you know, I'm looking forward, and I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Kyle, how you doing?
Okay, great.
I'm looking forward to hearing from the folks in Las Vegas. I got quite a few friends over there, and one of them is very boisterous, that's all I'll say. And he knows I'm on the station over there. And you're liable to hear from him one of these nights when you least expect it, because he's floating around back and forth doing different things. But we'll see. We'll see. And, of course, Eddie Floyd up there, he's got a connection down there. So you never know. That's our buddy up in Reno, by the way, plays our show in Reno. So
right.
Who knows what could happen. Now, Kyle, I want to take a look at the comments that Joe Biden made yesterday about Bidenomics. He's out there touting how good things are and how well the economy is and the jobs, and they cut the deficit $1.7 trillion. Really? Is that why we're at an all-time high for the deficit, up to $31 trillion and counting? Really?
Do
the math, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's crazy. Joe Biden's out there saying now the poor have a ladder up, the middle class have a good shot,
And he goes on to say, the Wall Street Journal initially called my plan Bidenomics, he says. He says, I'm not sure they meant it in a totally complimentary way at the time, but he says, but guess what? It's working, he says.
No, it's not.
It's what?
No, it's not. You can't you can't prove one thing that's working about Bidenomics. For example, I am looking at the world oil market right now, okay? Oil got another shot in the arm and went up again, both West Texas crude, Brent crude, and some of the other grades of oil around the world, around the countryside, including Mexican oil, which is the worst of the worst. That's the dirty oil, we call it, right?
That's right, yeah.
But gasoline is continuing to remain high. And I saw the price go up 4 cents a gallon right in my backyard, which did away with almost my nickel discount that I get by using the system that I have, the card that I have to get the discount. But it's not working. And the prognosticators are saying right now it's going to go up to $100 a barrel by the end of the year. But here's what's going to happen. First, they're trying to get it up to 90 and keep it there. And we're at 79 West Texas crude, 83 and change Brent crude. So they're going to try to get it up to 90 and hold it there before they get it up to 100. And each time they do that, that's a few more dollars that you don't have in your pocket because it's going for gas. In other words, that McDonald's hamburger or that milkshake or that ice cream thing, what do they call it, McFlurry or something like that that you might have had, you're not going to be able to afford it next week.
Well, people are going to be making all kinds of choices, and they have to. They're going to be forced into that, and especially with that all-important disposable income, because that's what accounts for, I'll go to the movies, I'm going to go out to eat, I'm going to buy some luxury items that I typically wouldn't do if I wasn't on such a tight budget, this kind of thing. It's forcing everyone into having to literally pull back, and when people start feeling like they have to deprive themselves of stuff that makes them happy, they're going to start looking at Bidenomics, pretty seriously.
And before I go back over to the subject, I want to remind everybody that there is one client that we have, one advertiser who's been with me longer than anybody, who's trying to do something to help the people out. And that is, if you're military or if you are a first responder, you will get a discount at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And when it comes to blinds, when it comes to shades or shutters, they are the absolute best in the business. I've worked with them for years, and I'm telling you, I've seen what they can do. I've seen what they did for me when I need to have them come and replace some blinds in my house, and they did a great job. They're still there. They're still the way they're supposed to be. And from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. Now, make sure you tell them I sent you, because that'll make sure that you understand that I told you about the veterans and first responders getting discounts. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. To schedule an appointment or just stop by the store, local experienced Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Make sure you check them out. And again, Kyle, when you talk about the Inflation Reduction Act, known as the IRA, right?
Right.
That's really not doing anything to help. And he was out there yesterday singing the praises of, oh, well, it's doing this and it's doing that, it's doing a great thing. Well, right now they're concerned that it may lead to a major metal supply crunch.
Well, there's many different aspects of this that, of course, they try to bind it all together and call it Bidenomics, and then they create it as like a logo, like a brand, and something that they can encompass all the great stuff the Biden administration is doing, right? At least they want you to think that. But again, it's all about messaging, and it's all about, you know, centralizing the message throughout the media, this kind of thing. But people know what's happening on the ground. You know, it's like even in military operations. You know, what's happening on the ground, the soldiers know, the immediate commanders know, but it doesn't really get back sometimes to the brass because, you know, they people know what's happening right in front of their eyes. But here we go again, and people understand what's happening right to them at the street level. But Biden wants to tout this, and of course they will, because it's a campaign issue.
I just received something from Christine that I'll have to read, but it's about a tax notice for 2023, and it's on the sales tax on additional mandatory items that are out there, mandatory charges. I don't know what she's referring to, but a lot of stuff you used to buy. For example, if you bought it online, there was no tax on certain things, right?
Right, right.
Well, they want to change all that.
Well, of course, yeah. They love to tax. That's, you know, and something else too, Captain, yeah, about Bidenomics is you've got this poll that we've been talking about on the show this morning. This that shows Biden and Trump in virtual tie in a Quinnipiac poll. You know, that wouldn't be anywhere near there if Bidenomics was successful and people felt like, hey, things are going pretty good, my life is good, country's going in the right direction. But they don't really feel like that.
Well, Wally's talking about the price of groceries go up because of the price of fuel. Well, of course they do. You know why? Who do you think brings the groceries to the grocery store? It's not your station wagon. It's not a pickup truck. It's not a straight truck. It's a great big old semi. And it costs a lot of money to operate that semi. So your fuel costs go up. Your food costs go up.
Well, of course they do. That's right. And a lot of times, you know, you see the trucks out on the road, but you should be really thankful for them because they're probably taking stuff that you want to a store that you go to.
Mm-hmm. That's usually the way it works. And when you see the grocery chain stores out there, you know that that's what they're doing, right?
Well, sure. But again, this notion of the fuel cost, because then, you know, people may not take as many trips or, you know, everything just goes up as a result of that. And the people will start making those hard decisions and they won't use that disposable income because they won't have it. They'll have to put that disposable income, what used to be that, into utilities and food,
okay,
and, you know, rent and stuff.
Wait,
like that.
Wait till you hear this. You got about 30 seconds. Iran is planning on boosting their oil output by October, 3.5 million barrels.
Very interesting. Well,
boosting
all
it
these
up
things
to that.
Have an effect. Yeah, all these things have an effect, but we'll see if that's, you know, proof will be in the pudding on that one.
Yep, that just came across here on the oil ticker that I'm looking at, that Iran plans on producing more oil. Well, if they're able to do that, that's fine. But, you know, who's going to buy it?
Good question. Yeah. Why make them rich beyond the dreams of avarice?
Yeah. You squeezed everybody from the point to where now they can't afford to buy what's there. But now you want them to buy Iranian oil to boot? That's adding insult to injury, I think. All right, Kyle. Mm-hmm. I'll have to talk to you tomorrow. We've run out of time. So you have yourself a great day and stay low and try to stay cool out there in the desert.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Kevin. Take care out there.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, go over there and check him out. Out there in California, and I'll be back tonight with more. It's going to be an interesting Friday wrap-up show. I'll guarantee you that one. Frank Silvato and I will be back talking about nullification. God.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.